In the murky depths of Skateboard Swamp, where the trees whisper secrets, and the moonlight barely penetrates the dense canopy, a creature reportedly lurks.
I'm lurking.
Is it really a half-man, half-lizard monster?
Probably not.
Or just a figment of overactive imaginations? Tonight, we decide just that as we don our explorer hats, head to Lee County, South Carolina, and wade into the mystery of the Lizard Man of Skateboard Swamp on The Hysteria 51.
Been listening to a lot of the Ohio State games, or what's going on there?
Shake. I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Not crazy.
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth. Truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
I need to be saying welcome in. Well, I need to be making fun of the Hysteria 51, Mr. The Ohio State fan over there. But what I have to say is, what the hell, C-Bot?
What is going on over there?
The studio is covered in wires and tubes and lights and... Is that a diode? I don't even know what a fucking diode is and crap.
I had to take over this room. My chronoharmonic unification device needs more space to be operational, but we are almost there.
Oh, so you needed more room for your chud?
I know my chud takes up a lot of space.
Hell!
You can all piss right off. Another week or so of fine-tuning and you will all rue the day you mocked me.
I rue the day I made you. Anyway, this is Hysteria 51. We're coming to you from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago. And, we got our chud hanging all the way over to Parts Unknown, Colorado.
That's right. It's me, Dave Flores of Midnight in the Desert. If you ask some of the folks I've talked to recently. Anyways,
that Dave
Hand.
Flores. Yo, that's me. That Dave Flores is a hell of a guy, you know, on his late night talk show, Midnight in the Desert.
Britt, now that we've said it, now that we've put that out there, people are going to start just automatically thinking that's my name from now on.
Hi, I'm Dave Flores.
So weird.
Dave Fluoride. Yeah.
I would like to point out, though, just for anybody out there, when Brent is saying that the Ohio State fan over there, he was not referencing me. He was talking about C-Bot.
David.
See? I told you.
I got me, son of a bitch.
It's fucking out there now.
He was, if you guys know, he's been doing a lot of press for the show, and a lot of these people that just come in to do the interviews haven't really done their homework or anything, and they've got their names wrong, the show wrong a lot, stuff like that, so I've got to lean into that just a little bit. How's that all going for you?
It's going well.
I was going to come up with a new name, but, you know.
There's not many ways you could screw it up, and
I'm here with Davey Fluffer.
Yeah. The interviews are going great, though. It's been a lot of fun.
Would you say you're on a press junket?
Yeah. Well, a junket, I think, is a thing, isn't it? It's like a little gathering, a party or something.
My junket is a big old thing. I don't even know. I'm not talking about my thing.
It's a tour. I guess you could say a little mini audio tour, but the film's coming out in just a few days.
Yeah, like
March 5th.
Yeah, well, so between this episode and the next one, the world will know how terrible you are.
Exactly. I will have hit rock bottom and broken through.
You know, I had to tell Davey Boy here that just because he's the bottom of the barrel, he could still, you know, you pick up the barrel. There's stuff underneath there.
There's still wood on the bottom you can get under. Come on.
Well, that's where the gravel and grubs are. Oh, my God.
Gravel and now, the new game from Hasbro, Gravel and Grubs.
You're talking to a lot of people. That's got to be fun. And you also see these celebrities that do that, and they're like, oh, my God, shoot me. Because it's the same interview over and over and over. And I had you guys on last week, and that was one of about 16 podcasts you did that week, too. So that's, you know, it is what it is. But it's a good thing because it's your art. You're getting out there, and you know, I'm not shitting on that aspect of it. I'm jealous.
Mm.
Wonderful response.
Do be, I guess. Do be jealous.
Yeah. Yo, it do be that way sometimes.
So, yeah, it has been fun. Yeah. I hope people enjoy it. We put a lot of work into it, at least.
I did this people thing. It cost like, me a lot of money. Really? Please shit on me online. Well, speaking of shit and online, I bought some shit from online that I want to talk about for a new segment. We're not starting it this week. I'm going to tease you guys a little bit. I bought a book. And big shout out to Christopher Sunner. He is the one who told me where to get this book that's usually $50, $60, $70, $80 used. Brand new. I found it online for $17. It's called, would you remember the
Player's Handbook from Advanced Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition?
Do you remember Choose Your Own Adventure books? Everyone remembers those, right?
Oh, they're my favorite.
Of course. Well, this is called a Lose Your Own Adventure. The detective is you. The victim is JFK. But the mystery is utterly unsolvable. The book, Who Killed John F. Kennedy? By Despair, Inc. And it's got amazing reviews, and it is a choose-your-own-adventure with no way to finish it. Because you could never know who killed. So I think it'll be fun if I'm going to start reading, and we'll get to the next stopping point. Or maybe if it's like a page, I'll make a decision. But and then we'll let people vote on it online, and that decides what we do the next episode.
Awesome.
So they'll be short. You know, I mean, there's not usually.
I love it.
And it could be like four pages. I just turn a random page that says you lose. You know, I mean, that's in the you. There's no way
it
to
knows.
Win.
It changed.
The only way to win is not read. That's the takeaway. So it's going to be a lot of fun, I think. And I'll post up a picture of this on Hysteria Nation. Lose your own adventure. How will you fail to solve the crime of the century?
That's great.
And so should be a lot of fun. Thanks to Christopher for pointing that
Admiral,
out.
There be lizards here.
There do be. Now you got me saying doobie again. They're
doobie-doo.
Oh, those were penguins, though. Anyway, we're talking the Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp, or the Lee County Lizard Man, or whatever you want to call it. He just needs you to respect your reptoid overlords.
Hey, that's their word. Keep it out of your fucking mouth.
And a fine Kinnitigan to you, too, Mr. Fresh Prince.
His references are so timely.
Right? Yeah, that was right
on.
He
could have gone with oids.
Oids.
I like that. About the same time frame.
Yeah, no shit, right? Let's start with the story of then 17-year-old Christopher Davis back in 1988. I remember 1988. My sister graduated high school that year. He is the one who came forward with the first encounter from said lizard man.
Person.
What?
What?
Lizard person. You don't know the gender, so don't assume.
Well, it's a little woke for him, I guess, but, and I can't believe I'm saying this, sadly have to agree with him on that one.
Thanks, lady.
And there we are.
Can I continue, buddy?
As you were.
So tire trouble starts this whole thing, as so many
Don't
stories.
Give him that power, Brent.
I did. You have no power over me. Oh, man. How many times have you had a good night ruined by either tires or lizard people, you know, or both?
All of them.
If you're Christopher Davis. So between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning, it happened in those hours. The wee hours of the morning. Early, I don't know what's that. Is that the wee hours?
What time? One or two?
Yeah. I never have to pee in those times. I don't know if it's the wee hours.
One or two is the weeest of hours,
that's
think.
True.
Right?
That's usually when I'm...
it's a small number.
Yeah. Right? Well, that's usually when I'm going, why am I still awake? And why am I researching
midnight,
like...
Midnight is the hugest of times. Of hours.
Uh-oh. Not to be 3 o'clock, the witching hour. 3 a.m.
The biggest hour of the day.
The burgest. So, Chris, he's coming home from work. And he's coming from the direction of Camden. He just passed Elmore's Butterbean Shed. So if you're ever in South Carolina, make sure you go check out Elmore's Butterbean Shed.
Do it.
I love local stuff because
do it.
I grew up on a farm, and he's like, he's coming from Camden, just past the Elmore's Butterbean Shed. Directions rock in the country. Like, how do you get to
oh, yeah.
David's house? You got to go down the piece.
You go down there and turn right at the Mail Pouch Barn, you know, yep. and you go... I don't know, probably about 100 yards down to there. And
you won't see a red tractor.
You're going to miss that driveway.
If you see a blue tractor, you've gone too far.
You're going to turn left about where that tree branch is hanging a little bit too low.
There you're going to see Gary. He's always out in his chair. He'll give you the rest of the way there. I don't even know. Yeah, that's the go. Or it's like, you know, here we don't say, how far away is it? Blah, 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 miles. I go, well, it's about 3 hours. You know, like that's you how you say that.
Time.
We all measure in time. So anyway, back to good old Topher, our story person here. He finds himself with a flat. So he pulls over to change said tire, as you do. Not a big AAA area, Lee County, South Carolina in 1988, really? I assume. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not, I did not research that. I'm just assuming. So, but
AAA's everywhere, man. You better, they're probably watching you right now, to be honest.
But you heard of Big Brother? This is Bigger Brother, AAA. You gonna change that tire yourself?
Y'all need a tow truck? Heard you got a FedEx truck stuck in your driveway.
You guys miss this. The FedEx man went to deliver for David, and that was how many hours ago?
Two.
And he's been stuck trying to get out of there. And now there's a, you said, what is it? What's going on?
A tow truck, I guess, is here to try and get him out. But yeah, there's a storm happening, and it's not even like, a lot of snow coming down. It's just blowing everything, but it's enough to cover the drive. So anyways, back to the swamp.
Hysteria 51, come for the paranormal. Stay for the play-by-play for the weather update.
In the mountains.
In parts unknown, Colorado, a lowly FedEx driver wonders, can I get out?
he's throwing his own Donner party for himself.
What is he doing? He's only been there 15 minutes and he killed his coworker.
He ate his own arm off.
I like this guy. Oh, man. So, you know, not the same, but Chris, you know, he's out here 2 o'clock in the morning in a swamp trying to change a tire. Normal shit for South Carolinians, Carolinians, yeah. Southie. What do you call them?
I think it's Carolinians.
Yeah, I know. That does sound right.
Horse.
Oh, well.
He's sitting there changing the tire. Just about done. He's got the tire changed. He's loading up the trunk, you know. And I find this really, really nice of the monster. He waits till you're done changing a tire. Sporting of him.
Could have helped.
Yeah, so Chrissy, he looks up and sees something that's walking towards him. And that something is hightailing it now towards his ass and fast. What did he slammed on the ga? What's the ga?
Maybe he meant Nickelodeon gack?
New shit, right?
Yeah, I cut it off early. Eat shit.
Yeah, shit eating
aside.
Somebody's
spicy today. Somebody, spicy. They didn't get their nap or something.
Yeah, someone didn't get their bot booze, their morning bottle. But by the time Mr. Davis is in the car pulling away, this thing is already on him. So it's walking, starts running. He gets in the car and he gets it up to like 40 miles an hour, and this thing's on him. And then it pulls a TJ Hooker maneuver and jumps on the fucking car and hangs on it while Chris is driveway. Six people are going to get that TJ Hooker, a TJ Hooker, that is, a reference, but good for all of you.
There's something on the hood. Something. Someone on the hood.
There's, I'm the Rocket Man. He claims he looks up at that time and through his windshield, saw a 3-clawed hand over his front windshield. And then thing came down, moving from a TJ Hooker into a Luke Duke hood slide maneuver as he hit the brakes and that bastard flung off the car.
Nice.
And that's when he said he really saw it. What'd he say we saw there?
Boy, he said it was green, wet-like.
Not wet, and wet-like.
Wet-like. And about 7 feet tall, had 3 fingers, red eyes, skin like a lizard, and snake-like scales, which is skin like a lizard.
Wet-like.
Reptile.
Was it damp? Dampish. Damp adjacent.
It was dampy. I don't know.
It was moist, Your Honor. Case closed. Sexy in a non-threatening but approachable way is what I'm getting off of that.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chris wasn't open to this meet cute opportunity. So like a dipshit, he sped off. Fucking stupid. Not one to let love slip through its claws, though. Thing kept up with him. Yeah, like I said, he chased him for up to 40 miles an hour. You know, and then he let go eventually. Like, you know, he got flung off there because playing hard to get has its limits. And he wants to be chased every once in a while. You know?
So he took off after he flung it off?
No, and then I kind of skipped back.
In between.
I'm just going through the story in my head. So, yeah, he was climbing on the car. He clamped onto the car. Yeah. He's holding on. Chris hits the brakes as you do. It flings off of there, and then Chris got away. Sorry about that.
This is a real clear as mud situation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Did you watch Reacher season 2 by any chance?
Preacher?
Or have you been watching Reacher? Reacher?
No, I don't watch Reacher, but I have seen Preacher, which is I don't know, a superior show.
more in line with what we should be talking about on this show, but no. So the guy who played the Terminator 2 in T2,
yeah,
or the Terminator T1, whatever it was, Patrick, what was his name? You know who I'm talking about. The liquid metal one.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So he's in there, and every time that Reacher and them go to a hotel, they use made up names, and he's like, so who'd they check in under? And he's like, Sarah Connor. He's like, do you know? And the guy, and he's like, I don't give a shit who knew fucking Sarah Connor is. I thought it was just a hilarious little nod to
that's
Terminator.
Great. Yeah, that's absolutely. Have you seen this lizard?
Robert Patrick. You started screaming and it reminded me. Have you seen this boy? What a great little, that's hilarious. Anyway. You know, everyone loves a little parting gift, and he didn't give him, this isn't a Benny Barney Hill, he didn't give him space herpes or any shit like that. Hey, let me suck on your chud a little bit.
Don't say that.
He's going to get mad.
You'll invoke him.
Oh, I'm invoked.
The car reportedly had tooth marks and scratches with hair, muddy footprints, everything left behind. Is that all, including the photos? None of your goddamn business, the police say, and that's kind of true. And there you have the initial sighting of the lizard man of Scrapor Swamp. Now, we're going to get into that a lot more, and we're going to break it down and tell you why the police and everyone says what they do. But, David, let's put yourself in his shoes.
Okay.
How do you, realistically, I know you can't go, well, if I saw a 7-foot lizard, how do you hope you'd react in a way if you saw something that he described?
I would hope that I would react the same way like T.J. Hooker did. or one of the Duke boys. William Duke boys. That'd be, I don't know. Pull out my bow from the back seat and shoot it.
I would just look over at my best friend, Adrian Zamed, if I was T.J. Hookering this and be like, ew, Officer Vinny, where the hell's Heather Locklear? Oh,
just another Tuesday. Bam!
Yeah. Now, step on it, speed buggy. I need oil. Vroom, vroom. Oh, man, we're pulling out all the old school shit this one.
Age.
Do you tell people, do you go to cops and the media, or do you chalk this up to a nope, 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 and I'm not telling anyone kind of thing?
I would say something, sure, because I don't know. I feel like... I don't lie often, so if I say something like this, then I would hope that people would at least, you know, take a second and be like, oh, maybe there is something to this.
Please, you know, believe me. Yeah, like, you know.
I don't know if I'd talk to the cop. In fact, I know. No, nah. I would not talk to the cops. It's shut the fuck up Friday every day.
Yeah, no shit, right? Well, he didn't until they approached him, and we're going to learn about that and a whole lot more after the break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Cha-cha-cha. I brought back the H51 official studio bell. Ring for a beer, but no one brought me a beer. Flora. Flory. Fluoride. Floofer. Foofer. Donnie Floofer. Tell us the news. News came in here. What's going on?
Oh, boy. Here's where it gets crazy. Well, the purported sightings and car damage attributed to the creature didn't disappoint. We're talking a significant amount of newspaper, radio, and television publicity because reptilians.
Man, you know, they love a good story and a bad story, realistically, you know? And I'm always just blown away by how many giant stories pain. are sold the same, you know, how many different news shows verbatim read the same news article?
Oh,
and yeah. I like when they, like,
especially now.
Oh yeah, they,
you know, in '88 you still had independent stuff, but now, oof.
Yeah. I'm Walter Cronkite. This is how I sound when I'm actually using my real voice. And the Brit hand is absolutely true. I was also the Circleville letter killer. There's a callback to our Circleville episode, in case you're forgetting. Walter Cronkite here, senselessly murdered in the heartland.
Gerald Ford. Senselessly mauled by a lizard man today.
They got Werner Herzog was there watching this whole thing, and they're just like, Werner, what you saw? Chaos reigns.
Anyways, so
yeah.
this comes out on the news.
Yep.
Then the sightings start to come in, right?
Isn't that the case? I seen it too.
Professor of Religious Studies Joseph P. Laycock described. he pronounces it that way too, with that pause and everything.
Though that it takes two people to say his name. You got to say it, Laycock. It's very hard to spell.
It described the media frenzy and subsequent cult appreciation for this and other similar claims as following a predictable "quote unquote" chain of events. A strange sighting, media attention, more sightings, followed by visits from curiosos and monster hunters.
Oh, That seems fair. That seems like a fair look at this, because whether it's real or not, we're not saying that Chris's experience was wrong. We're not even saying that any of the others are wrong. But you can set your clock to this. You know, you can bet that when someone sees something, other people are going to come. Now, is that because they have and they didn't want to say something? When something happens a lot and someone comes forward in the world, yeah, a lot of people will go, oh, man, now I feel that I can. Also, a lot of grifters go, money, 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 or attention, or you know.
Well, there's something to be said. That's a very common thing you hear in these circles, especially UFO witnesses, things like that, that people won't come forward for fear of ridicule until they hear somebody else do it and they get the kind of okay from that, you know, like they feel like they can be heard and not ridiculed if there's strength in numbers in it or whatever. So
yeah, I think that's
there is something to it. I think
there is. And you know, so what we're saying is this could be all bullshit or there's a 50-50 on all of it, you know? So, and remember though, this is a fucking small town in a swamp area. They need attention, right? And they got it, didn't they?
I mean, did they think they needed, or?
Well, they want tourists, I would say, you know, or at least,
a lot of small towns are like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, these ones, they, outside just to mean attention, local businesses started selling Lizard Man shirts, and the Chamber of Commerce encouraged the media attention as good for the community.
Now that I can get behind.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you can come see the lizard and stay for our Sunday breakfast.
I think that's the dumbest thing to be like, no, we're not going to acknowledge that at all. No, this is stupid. We're not being, because like,
yeah,
I think there's some of that going on with Borrego Springs.
Oh, yeah, the just, you turned a blind eye to it. Well, it's like when I went to the, that hotel in Chicago, can we talk to you? No, I don't want nothing. They're like angry about the attention that it's gotten.
When it's like a savvy business person would lean into that.
Southern Illinois,
like, they have the big... come and stay in the ghost room, man.
Yeah.
And tell us if you get like put, you get our name out there.
Lizzie Borden, bed and breakfast now. The house. Southern Illinois has the Big Money Monster, and they do the Big Money Festival and Big Money Beer. And, you know, it's leaning into it.
Even the Mothman Festival, I was talking to the locals that year I went, and they were like, yeah, the town is trying to like brush this under the rug and like not have it be a thing. But there's like tons of people. There's hundreds, you know, of people there once a year to celebrate this. And it's just such an opportunity.
Fuck you for wanting to come here for something that I don't like.
Yeah.
But I'll let you put up a fucking statue as long as we make money off it somehow.
I don't get it.
You look at Roswell, Nevada, and you know, and all those places. They're like, welcome to, you know, alien proctologist. Now they lean into it with everything. You know, home of the real long finger. I guess it's been good for them. I mean, they have festivals and shit to this day. You know, or maybe they just are really in the know, and they know that the reptilians are one that, you know, they really run everything, and they're just getting ahead of the curve.
Mm. Yeah, let's go with that, I guess.
Yeah, well, they got lizard fever, and not from like licking something. They just, you know, they got the lizard fever,
car scratch fever.
I'll make the lizard purr with the stroke of my car. Sorry, I know I don't mean to do that to the Nuge. I know you're a huge fan. This huge boom in newspaper and media publicity, they did exactly what it always does. It caused more sightings, like the good father said, and like we said you always do. And these reports of sightings kept up, and next thing you know, the area became just what the town wanted, a tourist attraction for visitors that summer and reptilian hunters. Woo. David, just in case, because we're talking about this, say it for me.
Kinnegan.
No, Kinnegan. Say it right.
Kinnegan.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck you. Just checking. I don't even know how to. Yeah. I wrote it out on a piece of paper and I gave it to him. I don't even think I wrote it right. So that one's on me. You know, you can't say if you're a reptilian, you can't say Kinnegan. So
damn it.
Yeah. Well, now we know about you as you lick your own eyeball. Oh, that's weird. Then we got radio station WCOS offered a $1 million reward to anybody who could capture the creature with one caveat: had to be alive.
Woo!
WCOS, what do you think their wacky morning drive team called themselves?
Jesus Christ.
This is Josh and the Lizard Man. This is DJ and the Beeve coming to you live from Lizard Central.
I did a radio station Zoo Crew sketch on Blurry Photos years ago when we talked about this. I think it was born from this.
Did you really? Shut the fuck up. Did you guys really do that on yours?
We did, yeah. Oh, we did a couple of them, actually. But
I love that kind of... I did not... swear to God. Please believe me. I didn't listen to yours. That's fucking hilarious to me.
I mean, that's like, 12 years ago now. But
this
like,
is Muskrat and the Wolf. Oh!
Yeah, yeah. I love this, the WCOS. Why? Cause. WCOS. Cause.
Well, anyway. why cause? And it goes, ding, 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 boom, boom, boom. I can't do a Cosby, but. Theo. You know the lizard. I can't even pretend it. I can hear it in my head and it comes out that way.
Don't you hate that? I hate it when there's
I can hear it plain as day and I go, "Hello, my name is Bill Cosby and
this is what Bill Cosby sounds like." The Trump impressions. Like
yeah. Would you like a pudding pop, Mr. President?
Everybody can do it. I hear it in my head and then it comes out like, "Oh." I don't know. It's
that's
dumb.
That's funny because you're usually pretty good at voices.
There's some that it just gets me. I don't know.
I'm really bad at doing the voice that my wife would love. Like, no, I'm joking. She's like, keep my name out your fucking mouth. Also,
I love that you drop the little truth nuggets in here every now and then.
Oh, the tears dropped also. So, yeah. We got Wacky Morning Crews all there, you know, and we're talking about that on the news. We're talking about it on the radio, on the television. Everyone's talking about
it. Shut up and get to the good part.
What's the good part?
What is the good part?
Gunplay and violence.
That is, that was what sells tickets and puts butts in seats. What do we got with that, David?
Well, on August 5th, Kenneth Orr, an airman stationed at Shaw Air Force Base, filed a police report alleging he had encountered the lizard man on Highway 15, and he shot and wounded it.
Oh, my God, it's coming right for us. You know, that old chestnut. We've heard that a million times.
It's coming right for us. But he had proof.
Ooh.
He presented several scales and a small quantity of blood as evidence. He had it in a little vial and a necklace around his neck, like Billy Bob Thornton.
You know, you go to my truck, you can find lizard scales and probably a lot of blood. So, I mean, that doesn't really, you know, some of it's even in jars already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that doesn't really do that much for me, but, you know.
Well, I don't know. It's, to me, truth.
So there you go. We got someone, he's an airman, everything. It checks out, right?
Well, then he went back on his account 2 days later.
Oh, come on, Airman. Come on, Airman Orr.
He did that because he was arraigned for unlawfully carrying a pistol and the misdemeanor offense of filing a false police report.
Did you shoot said lizard? Yeah. You shouldn't have a fucking gun. You're under arrest. That's fine. I made it up. I made all of it up. The real thing is, it said he probably really did shoot the goddamn lizard man. And he's like, fuck. I did not. I made all of that up.
Sounds like a goddamn government cover up to me.
Like, just like, right? Right? I think we're uncovering the real fucking truth here. That guy's like, man, I got literally blood and body samples. You shouldn't have a gun. And if you know what's good for you, oh, fuck. Why are you guys wearing all black? God, that is a good shade of lipstick.
You're an airman now. If you keep talking, you're going to be an under the ground man. There's something in there, Brent.
We'll work on that one later. We're gonna parking lot that for a future episode.
Yeah, I'll workshop it.
Yeah. So according to Orr, he hoaxed the site in order to keep stories about the Lizard Man in circulation.
Oops.
Yeah. After he is told that he shouldn't have had a gun, they're going to have to, you know, lock him up.
Should have been a cowboy.
Speaking of rest in peace, he just passed, unfortunately. Just like these stories always seem to go, the reports of the creature, they go down. You know, there's the initial, and then by the end of it, like by the end of the summer, people are like, bye-bye, Lizard Man. We don't really give too much of a shit anymore. And you don't have the hunters and, you know, the people out there like you do. There's always a, there's a finite amount of time that these things are in the public zeitgeist all over. But they never really go away, not for good.
It makes sense that this tapered off when summer was over. I mean, presumably the thing's cold blooded.
Check it and see.
It's gonna go hibernate in a swamp.
Yeah, no shit, right? It's hey, I can only scratch and try to find love with so many people before I got to take my seasonal slumber.
Between June and August.
Betwixt these days, these dates, I am
the solstices.
I am sleeping under the ground, much like my new friend. What was his name? Airman Orr. 2008, CNN mentioned the Lizard Man, so it wasn't gone forever. They did a legend where they talked about the legend, a story about a couple in Bishopville reported damage to their vehicle and had blood traces. Probably still bleeding from that gunshot wound. We all really know fucking happened. That's the fucking point. He's like, please, no one will help me. It's been 40 fucking years. Not that long, but that time it's been 20 years. God, I need medical attention. Ah, it's common for us. Oh, you fucking racists.
What was the guy's name? He's like, don't stop, Wilbur. Don't stop.
Don't stop. Yeah, no. Got bad news though for this Bishopville couple. The blood traces were found to be from a domestic dog.
Ooh.
Fuck science though, Mr. Flores. The local sheriff suggested maybe it was from a coyote or a wolf though. You know, because science, maybe it's from a wolf. This is a domestic dog. Why are you saying it's a bear cat? you know, sir, this is just a domestic dog. I didn't even know we had cheetahs in this part of the country. That's that's a really interesting thing.
Or a cheese muffin.
Look at you trying to join in. Good for you, buddy. I love him. I like him a lot, at least. Then enter the dumbest pic I've ever seen on the news. And you guys have seen this fucking photo because it's a meme. It's been memed many, many times. In 2014, local television, now I'm coming up with names for the television, local television station, WCIV, I don't even know what that one is. They featured
the C4.
Yeah, WC4, come for the kaboom. Why? Because C4. They had pictures and video of a claim to be the Lizard Man, allegedly taken by Jim Wilson and other unidentified individuals. It is the worst fucking Godzilla looking rubber fucking suit. And I guarantee you've seen it. You've seen this, right?
Oh yeah. Sure.
I mean, it's beautiful. I want a tattoo of it.
First of all, dude's swole. Like,
yeah.
He didn't skip any day. Second of all, those feet and hands look like they were pulled from the set of Jurassic Park.
Oh, they're big. They don't. They're not to scale. Yeah. I'll make you guys a deal. If you guys will get a Hysteria 51 tattoo with him underneath it, I'll pay for it. Within reason. It's got to say Hysteria 51 and then have him or something along those lines. It's got to have Hysteria 51. I'll pay for that motherfucker.
That's awesome.
Shit. If you're not too far away, I might even go with you and watch it get done. And then I'm going to move in with you for a little while. Maybe I'll sleep on, you know, maybe I'll sleep on top. Then everyone loves a good emergency and management division joke, right? You know, everyone EMD. Loves when they, the EMD. So one day the EMD's feeling a little kooky. So in October 17th, the South Carolina Emergency Management Division sent a tweet regarding possible paranormal activity during the solar eclipse that passed over the area, which many grandparents and parents of a certain age took as real and probably called their family. Oh, Jesus Christ, God, it's a fucking I knew about it. At least they're having a little fun with it, you know?
Sure.
And then the people of Lee and Sumter counties, they told him, remain vigilant, for sightings of the lizard man have occurred. Also, 4 children are missing.
What?
You know, it's like, that's what they're supposed to be using that shit. They sent out, like, here, the emergency management division. Uh-oh, look out for lizard man. also, there's a FedEx man who died in a parts unknown Colorado today. Oh, man. What the hell, dude? I don't know. What was it? We're going to figure that out. I'm sure we're close. It's on the tip of our tongue. That's coming up after this break on Hysteria 51. Oh, BKB. We got to get into this. Got to break it down. Flora, I said your real name. Fuck.
Ha. Daisy,
tell us what the hell this thing was, if you will.
I can tell you that lots of skeptics have opinions on this.
Do they now? Who would have thought?
Local law enforcement officials speculated that the sightings were likely to have been a bear.
Fucking the scapegoat among scapegoats.
Whether it's a
shaved bear or with alopecia or just horny or whatever. It's always a bear or a fucking a bear or a crane or an owl.
At least it wasn't a sandhill crane this time.
Mm. Well, hold on. That's what we need. A bear, a sandhill crane, and an owl. And then it says Hysteria 51. We figured it out.
We just spin a wheel. It's one of three choices.
This one just says, thanks a lot, Obama. I don't even know.
Well, it could have been some cool bear with rabies that was kept in a metal box by the army while they did experiments. No, it wasn't. It was just a dumb old bear.
No, not like some weird bear with mechanical arms and shit, you know, so there's the giant claws, and it was just subjugated to watching TJ Hooker marathons over and over.
That's how it
and
knew
over.
What to do, but didn't so watch enough to know down. How to avoid that, the brakes being applied.
What they do is they would put its food next to someone changing a tire, and it would go and it'd eat, and they'd beat the shit out of it until it learned to wait until the guy fixed the tire and left. Then he was open to eat. Then they let him out into the world.
Well, enter one Ben Radford. You heard of this?
That's I do not want to enter him.
No. Ooh, he is a skeptical investigator, and Benji swears that the details of Chris Davis' story do not hold up to scrutiny.
That's just what a skeptical, whatever you called them, investigator would say, because they're skeptical. I just want to be an investigator. Is that so wrong?
You got to be labeled. That's what society wants.
I hear you're a janitor. No, I'm a bad janitor. There's a difference.
Well, never mind that Sheriff Truesdale stated that Davis' story never wavered. Mm-hmm. But Radford writes that isn't true. And he also writes, fuck the police.
Yeah, I couldn't find that anywhere, but, you know, it's probably true.
he might have written that. We can't be sure. But anyways, Ben said over weeks and months and repeated tellings, the details changed many times, from having scales to the creature being packed with mud, how far away Davis was from the creature when he first saw it, and whether or not it attacked the car.
Huh.
Radford questioned how Davis was able to see details of lizard man creature at 2 a.m., when there was no lighting nearby in a heavily wooded area, when the moon was not bright. They can check that.
Yeah, who knew?
If this was an aggressive
creature. They could look at it and say, well, this was a cloud cover, and this was the moon. Mm-hmm. You just go out there in that kind of night, and you can say, well, this is a realistic representation of what it looked like. They have programs that do that now for, you know, investigations and stuff like that. It's
We could probably find this information ourselves at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't even have to be government shills like we are. I mean,
we don't have to. We choose to. Oh, they just deposited more money. Awesome.
Do you go to PayPal or direct deposit into bank account?
No, I do. I do go to the Chase ATM outside of the DOD, and that's where I get my money. So it's
fine. Damn. I just do Dave and Buster's credits.
16 Anyways. Million more credits, and I'm going to get that Nintendo GameCube or whatever the fuck. That's been there.
You think that was the only Nintendo I never owned.
You know, I bought one from like Farmore, one of those little chain places when it was going out of business or they were selling it. It was in the box for $10.
Nice. I have one. I ended up with one. Somehow.
I don't have a game for it.
But I've never. I don't know where it came from.
It's just never always played there.
Anyway.
It's always there, and I don't know why.
It just showed up one day.
It looks like a box and it's got a handle in case, you know, you carry it around. I guess they did. People are having land party. Now it's like, yeah, different world.
Different world. Well,
Dreamcast. Dreamcast is the fucking shit. You heard it here first. Fuck you. Dreamcast. TurboGrafx 16 forever also.
Angry Video Game Podcast. That's our spinoff. If this was an aggressive creature, why were there no other credible Saturns?
Yeah. If this thing's really out there, that's a good question. Like, if it's like, but was it really aggressive? Or what it's like, wait, you didn't tighten all of your lug? Fuck. You're going to hurt yourself.
Hang on. I need to speak with you about your car's extended warranty.
Yeah, I say hello by scratching. We have no idea how these creatures, how their society reacts, right?
Mm-mm.
And far be it from me to just assume. It's like there's that... I forget if it was as far as I, one of them anyway, these two aliens get out and they got their arms dangling and, or one's got its arms dangling. And the guy goes, hello and welcome to Earth. And he reaches it. And then you go, I think how, in the next one, the Earth's like smoking gone. He's inside. And he's like, that motherfucker grabbed my wife's tit. It's like, we don't know.
I mean, This could be the Gorn species from Star Trek.
Oh,
speaking of T.J. Hooker, and
which is almost
that's how they say hello.
It's just a naked Gorn in that photo earlier.
That's right. He's just trying to get home to. You should have heard about his day and how he. So you're probably wondering how I ended up.
That's no tale, David. I want you to know.
Anyway, according to Radford, the timing of Davis's story didn't make sense. If Davis saw the creature in the shadows while he was closing the trunk of his car, he still had to get back in the car and take off. Yet Davis claims that the creature was so fast that it caught up to the car when he was doing 40 miles per hour, 64 kilometers.
Sporting. He's trying to be sporting. Or maybe he's not good at acceleration, but he's got a nice top speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slow and steady wins the race, my friend.
Bad handling, bad acceleration, great top speed. There's always a trade-off. Anyway, reports vary with the source that Davis told the police about the attack two or more weeks later.
So what had happened is they had heard reports of a car being damaged, and there was like an insurance report, blah, blah, blah. They go in, the cops talk to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, that came from a giant fucking lizard. So, you know. That's how that happens. You know, and they're like, we're going to need you to come in and talk to us a little bit about that.
After investigating, Radford states that the polygraph test administered to Davis may have been a publicity stunt by Southern Marketing Inc., a company arranging personal appearances for Davis.
Yeah, so he was kind of doing the whole thing right away. Think of it as like, you know, the Travis Walton, but Travis has been more cagey about it, you know, over the, you know, a little bit, they both passed polygraphs and shit like that. Here's your takeaway. A polygraph is never worth shit. You can fake a polygraph. You can fool it because you're upset, or you can fool it. Right. And if you pass, they'll go, well, they're not even admissible in court. And if you fail it, well, you're already guilty. There is no win. If you ever get a, this was something you brought up earlier, the cops, if you ever get arrested, shut the fuck up And you know what I say? Four words. I want a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And they go, only a guilty. I want a lawyer. Why are you, Lauren? I want a lawyer.
Yeah. You are not, and, you're not obligated. In fact, you should not say anything.
I want a lawyer.
In tactics to get you to talk and then use that against you in a court of law.
I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer. I don't give a shit why you're there. Hey, we just wanted to know if you wanted to donate to the policeman's ball. I want a lawyer. Hello, sir. Do you you came here? I want a lawyer. I don't give a shit. I just like singing.
Well,
so the Southern Marketing Inc. I think we need to get a hold of them and have them get a. Let's take some polygraph. Let's take a polygraph.
Yeah.
Oh, do any of you know or have access to? Are you anyone listening? Are you lawyers, or do you have a polygraph? Do you have access to it? We want to come to you and take a polygraph test on camera. It's going to get weird. So Jeff Adamick, who we've had on here, has always already taught me how to fool a polygraph test. How to always, you fool it by always getting everything wrong, including the things that have to be right. That's how they do it. So it's inconclusive. Is your name Brent Hand? Yes. He says he's lying. Are you a male?
Is your name Dave Flores? No, he says he's lying.
He says he's right. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, I knew it.
Well, wouldn't
that be fun for real, though? Would you do that? Would you take a polygraph?
I guess.
Our list of things that we'll probably never do but want to do is getting long. Polygraph, deprivation Reiki. Chamber.
Yeah, deprivation chamber. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Finding actual love.
Going to that world's quietest room in Milwaukee or whatever it is.
Oh, I know. I've been to a similar one, but I couldn't get in. The line was too long. But yeah, that one that's at that university or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You can hear the your blood flowing.
The one they say
flowing.
That you go crazy after like an hour in there or something.
You do the shit when it's like, I'm just sleeping like a fucking baby.
I think they have a contest now where you can win like $1 million if you stay the night in it or something.
Shit, man. You would have to really, really fuck with me for me to not. I would be in a haunted house and that motherfucker is coming right at me. I'm like, we're going to see what you can do to me because I'm terrified right now, but I'm going to try this piss. I'm throwing it at you. Literally. Like literally.
This is the only way I'll be able to buy a house.
You know, I mean, think about that. Like, hey, would you stay in this haunted? Well, has anyone died here? No. What did they say? Some people heard noises. Well, sleep next to me. You're going to hear some fucking noises. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. butter beans.
The marketing works.
Son of a bitch. Thank you, Southern Marketing Inc.
So another curious issue here that was pointed out, I think Radford pointed this out. There's no photographs of the damage to this guy's car.
That's what I was talking about earlier. Like when you're looking, you're like, where is this? The cops came, the newspapers, they all talk about it. You know,
convenient. They give descriptions and one of them quoted him as saying he escaped with no more than a scratch on his fender.
Yeah. Which is different than claw marks and you know. Who knows? Where's the fender scratch?
Some Karen back up into him in the Kmart parking lot. It's probably what happened.
Oh, my God. Right?
He's probably on bath salts. And he went to Kmart, thought it was Scape or Swamp, came out, had a Karen like just back into him or push a buggy into the car or something. And he's like, it's a lizard.
Son of a bitch. It's coming right for us. Poor woman. A few weeks later, she's shopping. Some dude shoots her.
Poor woman, my ass. She's got leathery skin. She's chain smoking, short hair, and she's like, "I ain't no lizard."
Well, hey, when you want to make rent and can't, you know where to come.
Radford also states that Davis's report is, quote, quite literally incredible, riddled with both implausibilities and impossibilities.
Okay, so that seems... Well, I mean, what are you saying is implausible? Giant lizard man? Okay. Impossible. Outmaneuvering him with your driving skills? I don't know.
It is pretty Mary Sue-ish.
Yeah, yeah. It may be sincere. It may be a hoax, you know. But in either event, no hard evidence or creature has been found.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this Radford guy a lot, but there's another investigator, Alicia Lutz. She knows the truth, though.
Really?
Yeah. It was the Scourge of the South.
Wow. Lizard Man Attila.
The only known embodiment of true evil. It wasn't a lizard man. It was a butterbean farmer.
Whoa.
She says that what Davis actually saw that night was Lucius Elmore, a local butterbean farmer.
Wow. What a twist. Chekhov's gun just went off.
What a twist. He was guarding his shed that night because people had been fucking breaking in and stealing shit. Oh, and he's like, wow. No more.
This just Scooby-Dooed so hard.
Yeah. Elmore claimed he heard a car tire blow out, which, you know, he did have a flat.
Yeah.
And thinking it was thieves, he walked out to the road to confront to make sure. He said Elmore saw Davis and was like, ah, shit, and took off. Now, here's the fucking part of this. All right. You're in the middle of nowhere in a fucking swamp, right? And you get a flat tire. Immediately, you are on pins and needles a little bit, right? You know, you're worried. It's nighttime. You're a little worried. You're a 17-year-old black kid, all right?
Right.
And a butterbean farmer holding a gun comes out of the fucking brush. Yeah, I'm probably going to scream and take off too, right?
This is all important context. Yes.
Yes. And 100%. The thing is, you know, your brain fills in stuff. I have seen so many things. Was that a fucking zebra? Nope. It's a fence. Mm. You know, like I'm just making that up, but, it's just a weird thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unfortunate. And, you know, I could actually see him maybe going like, oh shit. Yeah. I don't know what that was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse.
I just sent you a picture of a butterbean farmer.
did you just Google butterbean farmer?
Yes.
Oh my God. All right. I got to go with this.
He's just a dude.
Did you send a text message?
It's a chat on Zoom.
Oh, it's in Zoom. Oh, shit. You're doing things I didn't even know was fucking possible. Uh-oh. Oh, I'm waiting for it. We're spinning.
Oh, no. I mean, it looks like a farmer with a beard and Jesus glasses Christ. And a cowboy hat.
It sure does. Holy fuck.
I think you made a great point about...
I got blood on my hands!
You make a great point, you know, about context here with this poor kid and... Unfortunately, the color of his skin, that plays into stuff like this.
Yeah, so, no, we're not making the joke of that at all. This is absolutely...
That can, like, be very frightening, and it is not something to take lightly or joke about. You know what I mean?
You're exactly right.
That puts a whole different light on this situation, doesn't it?
Well, and, I mean, you know, it's crazy. I understand, to a point, why these people are like, I need to... drum up some attention, but far be it from you know a good story getting in the way of the truth. And it's nice that this girl went out and now is that part true?
I was wondering as well. Yeah, did she actually talk to this guy? And if that is credible, that's another thing that, you know, that's hard to verify as well. You can be skeptical about that just like you can about a lizard running around.
And if there's one thing my pappy always taught me is always be skeptical of butterbean farmers. Just the way you live your life. He said, when questioned, he said, and I would have got away with it too if it wasn't for these meddling kids. Anyway, he's guarding his shed because people suck. That is just,
it's a lot more plausible in my mind.
Yeah, yeah, that or equally as untrue, depending on how you look at it. You know, what the hell do you think it was? What do you make of all this? Well, you know, where's your over under on all this? And do you put any real, I don't know what you want to call it, anything of this that could be true, or what do you think?
I think the simplest explanation would be this mistaken identity kind of thing. It's late at night, right. And if this farmer is out there defending his property and scares a kid off, that probably happens every day.
Well, and also it was a cold night, so he's wearing his gator skin suit. You know, it's like, my jacket keeps me warm, and I always keep the hood up. he's like the dude from what is that, Workers? The bear jacket, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Faux show. yeah. Why are you wearing, why does it have a tail? How does that keep you warm? You shut up. That's for security.
That's none of your goddamn business, boy. And you're going to find out if you keep it up.
Yeah. I think if anything was real about this, it was mistaken identity.
Yeah. No one fucks with Lucius. No one. Lucius. I like that name.
Luscious Lucius.
You're either a backwoods fucking farmer or a centuries-old vampire. Yep. There is no in-between, and I will die on that fucking hill.
Oh, boy.
Real or not, it's had its fair share of publicity, as we're talking about. Just a quick inventory, and I'm sure there's thousands more. There's children's books like The Maniacal Monsters of Bizarre Beasts. They talk about them. Destination Truth did a feature on this thing back in, I think it was like 2010, so a while back. 2010 was 14 years ago.
Mm.
Linda Godfrey's 2014 book, American Monsters, A History of Monster Lore, Legends and Sightings in America, includes a chapter on it. And then there's this cryptozoologist, Lyle Blackburn. He had a 2013 book, Lizard Man, The True Story of the Bishopville Monster. And it details the entire story of the creature, and it's a great read if you want a deeper dive, and talks about how it could have been all these different things, and it's way more info than we could pack into this. So if you want to read a good one, those are some good ones to start with. He's also appeared on, have you really?
Yeah, at the Mothman Festival he was there. I met Rosemary Ellen Guiley the same time.
No way, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he was nice. I probably could have gotten an interview with him on Blurry Photos. I'd for some reason just lost track of it and didn't follow up. Same thing with I did follow up with Rosemary, and she was like, well, I'm busy, but if you hit me back in a few weeks, you know. And then she passed.
That's fucking, that is one of the rudest get out of away from you I've ever heard of.
She planned it all. She was super nice, though. I will have to say, and I love the books she writes. So
wrote. You know, there's so many people that would have, could have, should have, mm-hmm. or have done interviews. You know, and then there is a 2-fucking-hour interview with Nick Pope, and the audio got corrupted.
Oh,
here, you know, Nick Pope. Yeah, that's a rough one.
That's the government.
right. And it was done in LA. You know, he was there for AlienCon, and we'd set it up, and he was great and just talked and talked and talked in a good way. And David Childress, when he was on, that we didn't do, he hung out with us. He's huge into Tesla, which he doesn't talk about that much on this stuff. A lot of these people, when you get them, you know, out of this, they're just regular guys and gals. Oh, yeah. You know, taken aback from just this one thing here, why do you think everyone loves the idea of reptilians or reptiles, or why do you think it's that thing where everyone like kind of makes these jokes, goes, oh, you know, the reptilians, they're doing it.
Part of it,
why is that the thing that caught on?
Well, there's a juicy connection between what we know of our own past on this planet, that mm-hmm. being dinosaurs, and how they went extinct, but mammals somehow survived and evolved, you know?
Right.
So there is a real, real nice little thread on the corkboard that people like saying, well, what if some of them went underground and survived and then evolved as well to become, you know, bipedal? And or I think there's a good deal of this that comes from writings of people like Eric von Daniken,
mm-hmm.
and what's his name?
Oh, you mean if white people Graham can't Hancock. Do it, it must have been reptilians? Yeah,
yeah, right. Like the of these things coming from other Mm-hmm. Coming from stars, the stars.
I had a speaking of Hancock, Graham, on Discord, we were having a discussion about people, and I'm not on Discord. I can't remember who it was, so I do apologize. But they're like, would you have him on? And I said, we almost did years ago, and I just decided not to. Hmm. And they're like, why? I'm like, he's just he passes such bad information on.
Yeah.
As fact.
There's,
and we've done enough of that. Yeah. You know, we've given, at least with some of these people, there's, you know, I don't believe he believes half the shit he says. You know what I mean? No, maybe that's terrible.
Maybe. Yeah.
But, you know.
But it's, there is something to be said for, you know, listeners at home, how podcasting in the paranormal works a lot of times is you got to figure if you want to give people a platform or not.
That's the point. And, you know, it's not always a slam dunk, these conversations with some people. And we've had conversations with people that will never see the light of day because they were terrible, you know, or they come on and they don't fucking speak. We've talked about that recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you gotta, hey, can I talk to you? And then you gotta pry fucking shit out of their mouth and stuff. And, you know, it's, we are not ones to be lackers of speaking. You know, we can talk and talk. Oh, yeah. And talk.
Brent has to shut me up sometimes. There's like, we record for like 4 hours. And
this
Brent,
is hour 7 of this one. And I think we're going to have to cut that
way long.
We're going to have to cut that whole stool sample part out, I think, because it just got in the weeds a little bit.
And then he just, you know, edits it down to a tight hour.
To a taunt, tight, firm hour.
Taut.
Just a supple, moist hour of Hysteria 51.
A wet-like hour.
Hysteria 51, the moistest hour in podcasting.
It's kind of dampy.
It's damp adjacent. I like this idea that people like, and here's another thing. You're talking about this, and we talked about this on an episode that we did back about if there could have been civilizations before us. Scientifically speaking, for real, if we, the planet as it is right now, all of the technology, all the shit, was here just a few million years ago, we'd have no signs of it. Zero. Because of the way technology, and it's not bones of it, it erodes, you know, and shit goes away. Then you go into billions of years. It's just could have had, but they don't think it really happened, but there could have, and we wouldn't know.
It's very true with the landscape as well. Don't bone up too much on your geography trivia because it's all going to change eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
But
I was reading like how long until there's no Big Dipper and Little Dipper and stuff like that. Yeah. You know,
I mean that's a whole new level of fucking apathy.
you know, it's yeah, right. You know,
but
don't feel bad. No one can understand it or get it all.
Did you ever see the time machine?
I saw nothing, officer. You told me to say that. I saw nothing. Yeah, sorry. Yes, I did see that movie
with Guy Pearce.
Yeah, yeah.
Which goes
into that,
huh?
It goes into what we're talking about.
There's a really cool representation of him going into the future by millions of years, I think, and.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the landscapes changing and stuff, you know, and then there's still people, but it's a whole new civilization and, you know, it's all different. And I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool the way they portrayed that. The movie itself, but
it's like everything. I'm going to use time travel because I want to save someone's life. Well, this person has to die.
Yeah. You know? That's,
hey,
but
Mr.
anyways, that's,
yeah.
I don't know. But I always appreciated that. Portrayal of how things would change and things like that. And you could even see some of that in the Tom Cruise, what was it? Oblivion? Was that the one?
In the sky and on the ground. And, is that the one where he's like a clone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? I forget, but,
I can't remember, but I know what you're talking about.
He motorcycles sky, I mean, like, to the Statue of Liberty and it's like buried.
That's a very hard motorcycle ride right now. But then, man, it was okay.
Anyway.
You did it. Like it's like the ending of Planet of the Apes.
But
not to be confused with the ending of a much, much better movie, Spaceballs. Oh, shit. There goes the planet.
There goes the planet. What's that crawling out of her nose?
Her nose. she's gone from suck to blow. Sorry. Hey, I was listening to some Enrico Palunzo music before we started. It just gets me giddy.
Hour eight. One more pop culture movie reference, and I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Now I can't think of it. What were we just talking about? Fuck.
One more. What were we talking about? Now reptilians. Oh, no. Oh, space, time travel, and life going on millions of years, changes.
Oh.
Would we know civilizations?
So did you ever see Jupiter Ascending?
I don't remember.
It's the one with Mila Kunis and Channing Tatum.
Yes, he's a half dog, half fucking man. Yeah, and they live in like that, in Jupiter's atmosphere or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, I feel like that's a love letter to this type of stuff, or at least a part of it, by the Wachowskis, because they have the gray aliens in that one, you know, in there, and then they have reptilians. I have a really cool portrayal of reptilians.
Yeah, I didn't like the movie, but I've watched it since again, and I didn't hate it as much as I did the first time.
Yeah, it's ambitious. It's a little too silly. Different. You know,
yeah, some of the ideas were silly, and they could have, I thought, used two better main cast people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't hate Channing Tatum. Right. I didn't like him in that.
Right.
And Mila Kunis, I just think she plays the, I don't know, it could have been someone better, I think. You know, even like if you want to go similar build and stuff, you'd even use like Emma Thompson or something like that. Or Emma Stone, I mean, and she'd been great. Or something. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah.
But Mila Kunis is smoking hot, so there is that. Thanks a lot, Meg. So what do you guys say? Have you seen a reptilian? Have you been chased? Have you had a TJ Hooker marathon recently? Maybe even a hood sliding like Bo and Luke Duke. That's a country song right there. That is a line from a country song. I can't think of what song it is. Anyway, you can let us know. A plethora of ways. Would you say there is a plethora of ways, El Guapo?
See. There is a plethora. He's a sweater.
They raped the horses and rode off on the women. You can email us weird, if you got weird stories, weird at hysteria51.com. That is where you can send ideas for shows, you know, like what we want to talk about on Hard Blurry Hysteria, if you got weird news, or if you've had a weird experience, write it out in English. And maybe we'll read it in some bonus stuff. I got to put that in because you know you're going to fuck. I'm going to get something in like fucking, in like, you know, zeros and ones and binary and shit, you know. And
there's translators.
And we got one. We live with a couple of them, but I don't. Well, one of them I trust. One of them I don't as much. that's one way. Go to Hysteria Nation on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and look up Hysteria Nation. I dumped Twitter. We're no longer on Twitter.
Nice.
Well, there is no Twitter. We're on X. And
is anybody even on there?
UFO Twitter. And there are UFO X. UFO Twitter is just vile.
It's and I mean, a lot of all I hear is everything's vile now. So
yeah, I am. I don't have a lot of interaction. I am on Reddit all the time. If you guys start interacting on our Hysteria 51 page, I will absolutely jump in there. I spend a ton of time on Reddit researching and looking for people that I like going in, and when someone's talking about these topics, I will find it on there. People are really good about putting links to stuff they found. It is a great place to find sources.
Yeah, nice.
Or to see pictures of children and then have people making fun of them, or nudity and violence. You know, or how to fix your boat, or anything. I mean, the internet is just, it is the crux of the internet, man.
What a spread.
And let us spread. Thanks, Grandma. So facebook.com/hysteria51pod. That's our regular page. Also Patreon. And we got to get some fucking video going on there. We got to figure that out. We are breaking ground. We're working on a new studio that I will be having in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, just 15 minutes outside of Guitar Town. And that's going to be coming very soon. And David, I know you do a lot of like Twitch stuff, gaming and stuff. We're going to get into that, and we're going to be doing some more. And Dance Hour, the H51 Dance Hour, which is just me watching David dance. No music, And that's just all it is. And I would ask that you guys don't talk to us because we're not going to respond.
It's like those videos of Mick Jagger without the music. Just like.
Yeah.
Here's some ASMR for your nightmares.
I was just going to say, I just put that on in my headphones and fall asleep. Sorry. Just I was working on my ASMR. I can do it. I can do that shit. Anyway, voicemail 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. This is 363. So we go at 365. We go into a new season, and we're going to need a voicemail episode. So not too long, a couple months or so. And we'll be doing a new voicemail episode. So get those in and give us your lovely dulcet tones. And or just call in and say say how much you love us. That's all we accept. Anything else? And then don't forget, also, I'm going to put a link in the show notes if you want to find where to go to watch. Well, you can watch it now, and it's going to be streaming in a lot more places. Shadow. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Midnight in the Desert. Davis Fluoride's Descent into Madness. What is where where is it going to be streaming starting March 5th?
You can find it on Apple TV and Amazon Prime. It'll be on a lot of other stuff, but it's just kind of like, I don't know, in little market type things.
Yeah. And if you look up, and I'll update this afterwards, but if you even look it up now, you can find, I know, like an Apple TV stuff, they already have the page up for it.
Yeah, you can pre-order it. And and see what you get. But
pull out your Roku or your Fire Stick, and what you do is, if you got voice command, go, I want to see the sexiest fucking mustache I've ever seen in 113 degree weather. And it goes, listen, fam, I got you. Say no more. Very weird. Very weird for my Fire Stick to say. And then there you were. And I turned the lights down, and I did some research on myself. I learned a lot.
With that said,
I'm going to go and take a shower, I think, because I feel dirty. Like I said, with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
And he's been a fucking clown.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.